Like the show? Want to listen to episodes early? Consider becoming a patron. Starting at the $3 a month level, patrons get access to a custom patron-only feed where we put out episodes of upstairs studio podcasts like the Childcare Bar and Grill, Miss Becky's Classroom, That Early Childhood Nerd, the Renegade Rules podcast, and others early. That feed is just for patrons. You could be one of them. Go to patreon.com/playvolutionhq or click the link in the show description to learn more. Childcare Bar and Grill podcast. Jeff Johnson coming to you live with Bethany Corey and Lisa Murphy. We're talking Zoom etiquette with based on a blog post from Seth Godin's blog called Zoom Tips for the Modern Age. Last episode, we went through tips 1 through 5. Sit close to the screen. Don't use or use an external microphone or headset when you're talking. Not talking, hit mute. Don't eat or drink. Don't eat. Drinking apparently is fine during your Zoom meeting. And when you're on mute, you're just on mute. Your video isn't turned off. So kind of be aware of that. Any thoughts on the recap?
Yeah.
Before we jump into number 6, any comments or thoughts?
Nope.
Okay, here we go with number 6. Don't sit with the window behind you. A little effort on lighting goes a very long way.
It does. Yeah.
And not all of us are lighting designers like my good friend Kevin, right? And so I think about that. I'm like, where can we learn? Like, should you have the light in the front? Should it be on the side? Am I really washed out? What if I think I look cuter with the backlight? You know?
Well, when
and sometimes you don't have control over it because it's like, this is the one room I can be in. And true. So like, we're just going to have to deal with the lamps. But again, it's kind of like the boob rack. Like, think about how you're...
So what you're saying is if you're going to... last episode, Bethany explained to me that if you are so endowed, you can balance your phone on your boobage to be in a Zoom meeting. I did not know this, but I what I'm hearing you say mm-hmm. now is that if you can set up also external lighting, if you're endowed enough, you could have your phone and then kind of some ambient lighting
and a lamp
on your set a lamp on your chest. Is that what you're saying? Or
exactly. You're understanding me completely.
Okay. Yes. Well, we've spent too much time together.
She also said, though, that sometimes if it's the only room you could be in, right, and you're not really at the boss of, you're kind of at the mercy of the accoutrement of whatever space you might be in.
Yeah.
Like, but this is the room.
You're hiding in the closet.
I realize our people are listening auditorily, audio-wise, but the room that I'm in now, I'm in because it's where the modem is. And so if I know that the Wi-Fi is kind of shoddy, I'll go up to the room where I know I can plug in and do a hard wire. Not necessarily, it's the darkest room in the house. It's the hottest room in the house. I'm partial to my goat picture that shows up behind me during live Zooming. But I'm up here because of the modem, not because this is where I prefer recording.
Yeah, and last time we recorded earlier today, you were sitting in that same room, but in a different position with the light, and it looked like you had a light bulb coming out of the top of your head all the time. And so with the goat, it actually is a better backdrop. So that's better lighting right there than. So that's number 6. Watch those windows because it will wash you out. Number 7. When you're talking, spend some time looking at the camera and not read. See, I'm doing what he says not to do right now. When you're talking, spend some time looking at the camera, not the screen. You'll appear more earnest and honest this way. Well, yeah, it's a whole eye contact thing.
And I find that's why I look at the screen. Like, I find that, especially if there's, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 people, I feel like I'm making eye contact with the individuals, but they probably would feel that more if I'm looking up at that.
Yeah, because the camera is the, and I think that's a little bit easier to do on phones and tablets. The setup I've got here in the studio is like a 36-inch monitor and a 20, 30-inch monitor, and going back and forth. And so I try to line my Zoom screen up under the webcam I'm using, so that gets a little bit better. But then there's always the looking off to check other things, so that can be a little bit.
But I'm also guessing, though, Jeff, like right now we're obviously podcast recording. We're just using this as a platform.
Yeah.
So we're more focused on the sound than we are necessarily on the visual. I would venture to guess when you're doing visually or like visual stuff, do you find that you are more like on the camera?
Oh yeah. I force myself to be, I'd rather, my inclination is to look at people because we're wired for that. We want to watch the body language and those kind of things. And you get better video. You get better, especially if it's something you're recording via Zoom to use later. You get better video when you're giving the camera the eye contact. So
yeah, not looking at your own self.
yeah, we're not looking at your own self. Number 8, when you're talking, go slow. No one is going to steal your slot. Well, I don't know about that.
Us, do they? What? You took a breath. That means it's my turn. That's how it was growing up, man. Oldest of 5 kids at the dinner table. So, yeah, I get it, but yeah.
Well, I mean, that's why it's hard to be a guest on this show, right? We invite people on and then we talk over them. So I get it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never experienced that. Well, but I think that's also part of like being familiar. So I've been going on to Heather's that Early Childhood Nerds book club meetings. And, you know, the first one, we're all like sitting there kind of staring at Heather. And I'm, you know, and she's like, please talk, please talk. But now we're into like the second book. And it's kind of the same people bringing up conversation because we've been meeting for like, oh, because it's different being on a phone. You don't have those body cues that you do in a real meeting of like, I'm going to say something. That's why I raise my hand a lot in Zoom calls. but, you know, like it takes some getting used to being able to jump in to the conversation and knowing when you can do that and then just kind of like taking up your chunk of time and continuing to talk so Jeff and Lisa can't. Do you guys feel that way? Yeah.
I think reading the body language is a big part of it because, you know, you see like Becky, she gets up and starts getting naked real quick. Like, then you never get a chance to talk. So those are kind of cues that somebody goes to the microwave or they grab the vacuum or they start getting naked. Then, you know, it's your turn.
Bethany's lifting the glass to her mouth.
You are totally froze up over here, Bethany.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to see you lift the glass. So that one was when you're talking, spend some time. Oh no, that was when you're talking slow, go slow. Number 9, don't walk if you're using a phone. And if you're using a laptop, don't put it on your lap.
I think that's kind of the big thing. Because if I put my laptop on my lap, you get boob cam.
It's all about the camera angles, right?
All about the
angles. So yeah, I've been on things where it gets really distracting when somebody, and I get it. People are, I mean, if you could be on an online session and you got to get the laundry done, you got to walk around. But when you're when you're talking and there's that video of somebody going to the laundry room and they've got the phone. I don't know where the phone was. Maybe it was a cleavage phone. It's cleavage cam going on while they're doing the laundry. I mean, those are times you can mute the video.
Yeah. I was just going to say, what sort of looking for, like, attachments exist. You can get a headset, right? You can put the phone in your pocket. You can mute yourself. There's options to where you don't need to take us on that tour with you. Plus, I will say it does get distracting, you know, and whether it's distracting of, like, you're wondering, are they even paying attention, or it's just distracting in regard to, like, if you got other stuff to do, like, should you be going to do that? I don't know. I just.
Yeah. I think it's kind of, like, there's a piece of, we feel like we always need to be doing something, and me sitting down and just, even if I'm focused and learning and taking notes or participating in conversation, there's that moment of, but I could be switching the laundry, but I could be doing this thing or whatever. Like, we feel like we need to be doing, and that us just sitting here on our phone or computer, it's not, like, I'm at home, I could be doing something else.
That's valid. Like, so maybe we can reframe that and say that you're worthy of this time. I mean, clearly, I like to think you wouldn't be participating if you didn't want to. I realize some of these are turning into staff meetings and they're required, right, to some degree, but I like the way you reframe that. You know, this is okay. I can sit and receive this. I don't need to be multitasking in order to somehow, right, rationalize the fact that I'm dialing into a 40-minute session that I'm really curious about.
I got a question.
Of course you do.
Okay, so how do you, maybe I'm the only one that's ever had this problem. So somebody else is talking and the video's on, and then you notice that you've got grouchy face. Your resting face just happens to be grouchy face. What is it? Resting bitch face, whatever it is. Do you ever find yourself making yourself try, you're tuned in and paying attention, but you try to make yourself look like you're paying more attention because you noticed you didn't look like you were when you were, but you want the other people to get the message that you were. Does that make any sense?
So you just type it in the chat. Yo, just realized that I had wicked RBF. I'm totally here. I'm not pissed at anybody. If anybody was ruminating, don't worry about it. It was just me. It's my thinking face. I know
this
I have
is what I look like.
When I'm processing, yeah. I know I have a big ol' RBF.
Because I don't want people thinking, well, God, Jeff looks so grouchy.
Well, you are grouchy, though.
I am. I tend to be.
You always look grouchy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But we know you're not. Like, especially because I got my new Karen haircut back, and I hate that I love the Karen haircut, but it is a Karen haircut. And so I know that when I walk into places, people are like, oh, shit, get the manager, because here comes a Karen. And I always want to put a sign up that's just like, no, I'm not a Karen. I just really, really like this haircut.
Well.
But you aren't a Karen, and that's what's important. And I also want to say, when you logged on, I was like, I'm so jealous she got her hair cut, because my hair is like super long and I'm like, I just need it all off.
Yeah. Well, I threatened I told my hair girl, I said, I'm going to cut it. And she's like, don't. And the salon opened like a week later. So I was able to go get it done.
Bethany, you can cut your hair.
Yeah.
Do it now.
Do it while we're watching. We'll do a that's not good pod though. That's good visual. Yeah.
It'd be fun for us.
Trust myself.
I know how you could, yeah. We'll get through this list and then you shoot back that last glass of wine and then you'll be trusting yourself and.
No, I will not.
You could go with the Jeff special haircut.
The Jeff buzz cut for our listeners.
I'll go back to my messy buns before I do that, Jeff. Sorry.
Okay. Your what buns?
Messy.
Messy buns.
Messy buns.
It's a girl thing.
Oh yeah, I know. I know that. Okay.
Number 10,
please, exclamation. Do not use an animated background. Do not use a funny one either. We are noticing your background. If we're noticing your background, you're doing it wrong. Yeah, I get that, but...
So I will say, so yesterday in book club, a woman had the beach behind her, And you could, it almost looked like she was there. And I was like, I'm jealous.
Of her fake wall. Done.
Of her fake wall, yeah.
That Brian, you could have, within two clicks, you could have had that same fake wall behind you.
Possibly. But, so my husband...
Wait, you got glitchy.
Of his department.
Jeff.
Bethany,
you're gone. God.
In my back. Damn it.
You're better. Don't move. You talk with your hands. Don't... Your hands and your wine glass are taking a lot of bandwidth.
Stay still. Stay still and tell us about what your husband
is. Is this good? Okay. So my husband's the chair of his department. He took a picture of their building and has his Zoom calls with him in front of their physics building. It's such a dork thing to do.
So it's like he's addressing the staff from in front of the building. Like,
yes.
Did he shoot it so it's like he's on a balcony or something? Like he's talking down to the peons?
No, it's got this like stately staircase. So uh-huh. He's just kind of like in front of the staircase addressing the department.
I did one with, I can't remember who it was, but he had a zombie attack going on behind him for a couple of minutes that I thought was delightful. I get it. It's fun technology to play around with. And even
I think it depends on your audience, right? Like it totally depends on
the situation. And there's a lot to be said because a lot of, I know this isn't going into virtual learning, but there's a lot to be said about being able to have that virtual background because some people don't want their home situation to be revealed.
Sure. Right?
And so it's like, that's a way that they can be like, I have no room in my house where it doesn't look like my parents are hoarders.
Yep.
So I can be on the beach.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the thing is to go with, he's saying not use the animated ones is what he's kind of talking about. And even when you use the stills, if you don't have a single colored wall behind you, it'll fade in and out. And if you move or the sunlight shifts, you'll disappear and stuff. And so that
when you're talking with your hands in your wine glass,
that can be kind of tough.
I've been out on the porch a lot as some of the listeners know. And, I continue to joke because, the way the light on the patio hits, I tend to always be in front of the big green egg barbecue that we have. And Pablo of the first week, he's like, you need to get sponsored. And now that it's been 4 months, I'm like, God damn, I missed that window. I should have called them.
So then people would be buying your book and a big
and
green
egg. And a big green
egg. Exactly.
So that's Seth's list. Do we have anything to add to this list? He's anti laptop on the lap. Is boob phone faux pas? I didn't know it was a thing now, but I gotta know, is that a thing you should be doing?
I think if all we're seeing is up your nose because that's where it's resting. I mean, again, look at that's what we all see. If you're seeing it in the camera, that's what your listeners are seeing. If it's up your nose.
Yeah, I always opt for having the camera set a little bit higher if you can.
Oh, yeah.
Seth doesn't have Don't Be Naked. I think that's something that probably needs to go on the list.
We added your name.
Don't be naked. You get your name on there.
Put your pants on.
Show up on time. You get started, especially this, I mean, during regular stuff, this isn't the thing, but I mean, if it's during a presentation or something or a meeting, it's like in real life, be on time. Yes, Bethany, you have your hand up.
Know what time zone you're in.
That is good. and quite funny coming from you. So that's awesome. It is an ongoing joke with Bethany.
And it's a reality. It's not just a joke.
it's Bethany, did you once show, now I might be exaggerating here, but did you once show up at an airport 6 hours early because you messed up the time zones or something?
No, I did not. That is fake news.
That's
fake news.
how, Something like that. I never did that. Something like that happened, though.
Maybe on TV. Did you watch Schitt's Creek?
No, but I remember episode where you were trying to get someplace via airports where there were time zones and you ended up...
Oh, no! Jeff, that's me! That was me! That was me! I had to fly into Indiana and then drive somewhere and didn't know that there was a time zone hour change. And so when I brought the car back, I was 2.5 hours early.
Well, that is a well-documented thing too, but the Bethany one I'm referring to involved Florida. And when she finally got there, she fell asleep in the middle of the floor for like 8 hours.
No, I was waiting for Nanpan.
Oh.
Her flight came in after me. I was drunk. It wasn't a time zone thing.
Maybe it was
a rough day for me, and that will take a whole podcast to talk about.
Yeah,
so.
Maybe it was Tiffany. Tiffany has time zone problems too. This is really narrow casting here. We're podcasting for about 8 people now, and we should probably stop that. Any more Zoom meeting thoughts before we wrap this one up?
No.
So I will say a shout out for the cross fertilization listeners who listen to our podcast and then also have been following me and coming to the Zoom stuff that I've put on that I greatly appreciate. I mean, just a little shout out. I mean, I know Jeff was a little further down the path than I was when a lot of this got started in regard to doing virtual stuff. And I made kind of a real time pivot, and it's always nice to know that people will follow you where, you know, you say, I'm going to be here, and they show up, and, you know, I'm always grateful for that.
And I have an update on the time zones. Tasha is apparently listening to the show live from the other room. She messages, it was Tiffany who got to the airport 6 hours early. Bethany just gets drunk at airports. So we've got that cleared up, listeners.
We got some confirmation there as well. That
thank you, Mama Duck.
This has been the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast. We'll be back with another episode, maybe about a serious thing, maybe not. Tune in and find out. Enjoy those Zoom meetings, people. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.